I'm David Humphrey, and this is Sound and Vision on WPS1 Art Radio. My guest today is New York painter Ellen Altvest, who recently had a show at Bellwether performing astonishing acts of depiction underwritten by a hallucinatory, visionary mark-making. Welcome, Ellen.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm a big fan of Sound and Vision.
Well, here's your chance. What have you brought for us today?
Today I've brought country music, because I'm a big country music fan. And I've specifically brought songs that have a kind of dark humor, I think, to them.
So curious that it would be country. Somehow, looking at your paintings, it's not the first idiom that I would expect. Somehow I imagined classical music, maybe because of the depiction skills. But what is it about country that
I mean, country music is a little retrograde. I like that it's off the beaten path a little bit, but so I guess it is a little bit of a guilty pleasure, but it's pretty complicated. I like the stories that they tell. I like music that has a lyric that's lyrically driven.
I guess when I think of your marks, which I feel like drive your paintings, there is something very voice-like in them, some kind of idiosyncratic character that maybe would be analogous to singers.
Yeah. I mean, I just like the specificity of the what's being described, and I think that I go for that in my own work, too. So,
well, let's charge right in.
Okay.
Sleeping in some lonesome old grave. Who had the heart and who had the brain to shoot my little darling on this cold, lonesome plain? They picked up their rifles and hunted us down. They found us alone. Convict me, and God knows they can, but I'll know I died as an innocent man. I've been in this prison for 7 long years. Each night I see Ellen through my bitter tears. I got a letter yesterday, I read it today. Have all faded away. The warden has told me that soon I'll be free to go to her grave neath that old holler tree. I'll go to her grave and I'll say when I go, on pretty Ellen's grave fairest flowers I'll throw. I'm free from the walls of that prison at last, but I'll never be free of my sins of the past. Poor Ellen Smith, how was she found? Shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground.
My old drunk friend, it's good to see you. Streets are deserted. deserted. These ghosts remain undaunted, and you're laughing louder in my ear. Every bottle of
is some pretty dark stuff, Ellen.
I know.
What was that?
That was the Casaway Sisters, Poor Ellen Smith, Happily Dark, sort of, and Freakwater, Drunk Friend.
Yeah, the first one was the darkest material with the smiley face that I think I've heard in a long time.
I have to say that I chose it in part because that it has my name, Ellen, and I like how she comes to a violent end. I thought that was funny.
I think about your logs in your paintings as protagonists, and each one is in some ways a casualty, like a prey animal.
Yeah, they are definitely characters, and there's something life and death about them. They're fluctuating between life and death, I feel like. They're alive and dead at the same time.
The second one was curious for its confrontation of demons.
I know. That's sort of what I was thinking about with that. I think that when you're painting, that's like good painting music, because when you get really into the thick of it, you're in this kind of dark, intense concentration, and that's where you're working through some personal demons, for sure.
I guess you can exercise split off parts of yourself in the paintings.
I think that they're definitely very they're autobiographical. For sure.
Well, let's see what you have next here.
My buddies tell me that I should have waited. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun, but I still love them and I sing with pride. I like the Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call. shun me since I turned to Jesus. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun. I live without them and walk in the light.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city. If you don't want to go to this city, you better detour. If you think you're brave enough, and I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're a hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour.
I'm David Humphrey. This is Sound and Vision on WPS1 Art Radio. My guest, Ellen Altfest. So, Ellen, what were those songs?
That was The Christian Life by The Byrds and Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
Now, did I understand that properly? Was Fist City about payback? Was this a woman seeking vengeance?
Yeah, female aggression, for sure.
So after the dark days of those first songs, we're back.
You're right, exactly.
Now, Christian Life, what's going on in there?
I don't know that song. I mean, I'm Jewish, and it's really just so foreign to me that it just seems, somehow it just seems, and especially with what's going on today with this, like, Christianity coming back, it just seems so wrong. It's right. Like, it makes me laugh for some reason, which is just so wrong to say, I know, but.
Well, I think that might be able to characterize something about your work, a triple negative, an assertion through the back door of a negation.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's, I don't know. I have a strange sense of humor, I think.
I'm gathering that. What are we in store for?
What's coming up is,
yes,
Don't Fence Me In by the Andrews Sisters and Bing Crosby.
Something from our illustrious past?
Yes. Yeah, we're going a little bit back in time.
Oh, give me land, lots plots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba 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 ba.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. No,
Papa, don't you fence me in.
If I go to the opera house in the opera season, there's someone there to shout at me without the slightest reason. If I go to the concert house to have some jolly fun, there's someone there to shout at me, where did you get that heart? Where did you get that heart? Where did you get that tie? Isn't it another good one and just in the proper style? I should like to have one just the same as that. For where I go, I hear them shout, "Hello, man, where did you get that heart?"
I will tell to you a story all you city folks should know. Oh, it happened ago. I was just a poor hillbilly till the day I got my start, when a mountain filly busted up my heart. When I'd you in the valley to my Maggie in the hills, she would answer with a yodelay. When I'd hear my Maggie's yodel as it echoed through the dells, then I knew she was a-thinking, I love you. Now I ain't had no book learning, and she never learned to ride, so we kept in touch with one t'other yodeling every night. When I'd you in the valley to my Maggie in the hills, she would answer where the old little lady. One night I went to you and I you'd in the dells, but I didn't hear no yodeling. So I took out from the valley me and I went up to the hill. She had left and told a path we had through. Oh, a pesky revenueer come and took my gal away from the place I used to woo her 20 years come next Sunday. Now are you in the valley? There's no answer from the hills. Oh, I miss my Maggie's yodeling. Answer with a yodley, lay, ole, lay, ole, ole, lay, ole, 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 she would answer with a yodeling.
We're back with Ellen Altfest. Where did you get that shirt?
I don't know. Where did you get that tie you're wearing?
I love the pestering of being complained about in that song. So who were those artists we heard?
That's Edith Perrin from 1941. And she was like a local singer. And then One-Eyed Yoo-Hoo in the Valley is Kenny Roberts. So those are the two artists.
So yodeling.
I'm just a sucker for yodeling, I have to say. I just wanted to put some yodeling on there.
Can you yodel for us here?
I'm learning.
Next time, yeah. We'll have you back.
We can have a whole group of us doing it.
I think it'd be better. The more the better, right?
That's what I think too.
Well, as we approach the end here, what are you thinking of going out with?
I'd like to go out with, just put this out there, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but This Land Is Your Land, Woody Guthrie. I think it might be a good moment to listen to that. And then a really sad version of the first song I played, Poor Ellen Smith. It's a totally different take on that song.
Poor Ellen.
Yeah.
This land is your land. Skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. Steps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice was sounding, saying this land was made for you and me.
Rolling as the fog was lifting, all voice was changed. This land was made for you and me.
Here's poor Ellen Smith, and how was she found? She was shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Lying cold on the ground, with her hands on her breast. The sheriff and the bloodhounds, they give me no rest. They picked up their rifles, they hunted me down. They found me loping around here in town. They took me to stand in a trial to stand. To live or to die, as the law makes a man. If I could go back home, I would stay when I go round poor Ellen's grave. Pretty flowers I would sow, pretty flowers I would sow, pretty flowers I would sow round poor Ellen's grave. Pretty flowers I would sow. But now I'm on the scaffold and bound to die. To my friends and relations, I must say goodbye.